I always thought of myself as a regular guy, and sometimes I wonder how I ever became a cuckold fluffer. When I met Miss Piper, I was so infatuated, I felt like I'd do anything for her, if only she'd give me the time of day. I've never had trouble meeting women, and I've never had trouble getting women to fuck me. My cock is probably what I'd consider average, and I've never once thought about doing anything even remotely sexual with a man. That all changed when I met Miss Piper. Miss Piper was a merciless cuckold tease, and she'd get me so worked up I swear she could get me to do anything. I watched her have sex with men whose cocks were enormous, larger than I'd ever seen before in my life. I must have been pretty wound up the night she looked over at me after her big bull fucked her senseless and said to me, "Now you suck his cock. Lick my juices and his cum off his dick." Before I even knew what I was doing, I was on my knees, licking that huge motherfucker like I hadn't eaten for a week, and his meat was cooked to perfection. Oh, her bull lover had plenty of fun with that. He started taunting me, calling me a sissy cock whore and his bitch. On the one hand, I was furious he was being such an asshole, but my hard-on was telling the real story. I was rock hard while I sucked that cuckold bull penis. Unfortunately, both Miss Piper and her lover thought I was especially gifted at cocksucking and told me I was going to be doing a lot more of it. She told me I could really come in handy when her boyfriends came over. I had to get that first sled of cum out so he could fuck her as long as she wanted him to. Yes, it is true. I'm a straight man who loves to suck cock. Miss Piper made me her cuckold fluffer. This is Mistress Piper. If you like this audio, why don't you head over to my blog, yournaughtylover.com. There are so many more goodies for you there. Or if you want to talk to me right now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.